biology first.
I
love my hair.
I know, it's better at the beginning and
all right, all right, cool it. This is a history of archaeology. Okay, class. So as you see on the slide, this is a stunning example of the Mayan architecture. This pyramid, also known as El Castillo, showcases the Mayans' advanced understanding of astronomy and engineering. And in the foreground, if you look closely, that is a puddle of dog piss. Next slide. Next, we travel to Russia. February 1959. An abandoned tent was discovered after 9 hikers went missing. The tent had been ripped open from the inside. Surrounding the area were footprints left by the group, some wearing socks, some wearing a single shoe, some barefoot, all of which continued to the edge of the nearby wood. The hikers' bodies were discovered, but look at the pattern of the footprints here. Clothes left behind from the hikers were found to be radioactive. And this little pool here is clearly dog piss. But no dog was ever found. Next slide. I want you to look closely and tell me what language this text is written in. No one wants to take a guess? Come on, I'll give you a 5% bump on your next grade if you guess correctly. No takers? What you are looking at here is the Voynich manuscript, a 250-page book written in an entirely unknown language. It's been carbon dated back to the 1400s and includes illustrations of plants that don't resemble any known species. Now, I promise I won't bite. Can anyone tell me what this little yellow spot is in the crease of the pages on this slide?
Dog piss?
Who said that? Stand up. Why do you think it's dog piss?
All the other pictures.
That, my dear Mathides, is merely a bit of color that I added to the slide using MS Paint. I never said it was dog piss. You did that all on your own. And that what we, in the wild world of academia, call a Pavlovian response. Okay, Ace, how did I do it?
And with that silliness, we are starting a new episode of I Digress. I'm Pammer, and I'm live in the studio, alive again with lights.
user, introduce your password. You don't want to wake up today? Struggling to make sense out of the absurdness of life? Not knowing exactly how to move forward? Don't worry. Thanks for purchasing the new DAC. Now you can access the After Destruction program. Turning your pain into a work of art has never been easier. Select an option between creation or destruction. You have chosen to create. Access the composer mode. Make a great song in only a few steps. With our latest sampling and emulation technology, you can choose from virtual amplifiers to virtual singers. Press start. Record a vocal sound. Choose a mood, and our intelligent algorithm will create a matching chord progression. Select a guitar sound. The DAC will create a guitar riff for you. Choose a bass tone and a drum kit. Type a song title that describes how you are feeling today, and our virtual writers will create the perfect lyric for your song. Graceless. Interesting word. You are now ready to start progressing. Have fun.
With a specific kind of hunger. still lifeless in my storm. I've tried my best, but tonight my feet can dance on this floor. My feet can dance on this floor. It makes sense to me.
I'm a broke bitch, but I make a lot of hits. I work 3 jobs and they don't pay shit. I'm still on the cover of your favorite playlist. Mr. President wanna take my money. Took it overseas and he got it all bloody. Got a front row seat, you think we don't see? Censoring our screens, ain't that funny? Burn it all down, built from the ground. Gave us no choice. Are you listening now? I just wanna rage, rage, rage. I got a lot of rage, rage, rage. So fuck it, I'ma rage, rage, rage. I got a lot of rage, rage, rage.
Mr. Government, leaving all your people for dead. But if we're out in the streets, then that's a major offense. They might cut my mic, put me under arrest, because I don't make music for the 1%.
You drop the American dream, gotta sell your soul for a bite to eat. And when they scream out, what is all this for? Tell them there's nothing more American than starting a war.
Burn it all down, built from the ground. Gave us no choice. Are you listening?
Inside my tummy, there ain't nobody. Empty, empty. is so loud in every single room. It's hard to sleep at night, what a disturbing time. I'm feeling silly for existing in this life of mine. Sometimes I lose the plot, my mind all up in knots. The dissonance, I feel in joy when sorrow never stops. Don't forget to pause. The sun, even when I wanna hide away from everyone. Psychological warfare, trying to get me give up. But I won't give up my love, we won't give up.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain. Days, I look up to you and feel okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. In the mornings, I'm low mood. It's just something I go through. Some days it's tough to wake up. I don't take drugs, but I will make like 8 cups of strong coffee and still won't feel a faint buzz. A lot I'm carrying, a lot on my hands. A lot of people and problems and plans. Prayed on and God saying, now talk to your fam. Express thanks for your breath and acknowledge the land. Remember those who did not get a chance. The story's not over, the plot can advance. I feel the fresh air walking in Van City. I'm walking in Vans. I take them off and I hop in the sands and handle biz with vision and purpose, mission and service. Embrace pain and celebrate the good. No mechanic, but we elevate the hood. Take a look, try to put things back the way it should.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain.
Lost inside of this pain.
On the cloudiest of days, on the sunniest of days, I look up to you and feel okay.
Alone, you set my heart to glow. When the lights are low, you set my heart to glow.
beautiful. I love the sounds of nature. I also happen to appreciate the sounds from 1967. The Paragons from On the Beach, the anthology. We just heard When the Lights Are Low. And I've got to say, and I, you know I'm serious because I'm about to say it in a Michigan accent. Goddamn, that's really good music. Before that, I mean, I will credit Rich Turfry from CBC. He was doing The Drive, and that song came on. And I was like, oh, is this someone doing like a new band making music that sounds like old music? But I have no idea why there hasn't been a massive resurgence of it. But no, it was just classic Paragons. Before that, we heard Kim Mortal, Shad, and Frankie with Sunniest of Days. Kim Mortal, who I believe my pal Brennan Anderson tried to bring here. I think that was the ill-fated Midsummer year when the whole thing got canceled. But he did successfully bring Shad. That's a single called Sunniest of Days, and I am playing it today because I don't know if it is where you are, but my God, it is the sunniest of days here. Didn't really start off that way, but I did get a feeling this morning, deep down in my plums, that it was going to be a sunny one. So what did I do? I packed my prescription sunglasses. Yeah. Who was laughing? Not me. I mean, with like mirthful laughing, like like mercurial, mirthful laughing, because I could see in the distance, I could see ahead of me, I could see my future. It was clear and it was tinted just enough so that I didn't have to squint. Because let's face it, I'm 40 now. No, I'm on the wrong side of 40. I can't really do so much squinting anymore because of the shapes and lines that have started appearing around my eyes. And also my forehead. My 11s. If you know what 11s are, my 11s are predominant. Anyway. Oh. Have I said what this radio show is? It's I Digress with Pammer. And you are tuned to 93.9 FM, CICK Smithers Community Radio, where we are proudly broadcasting from the unceded Gitindim territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Okay, before Kim Mortal, Shad, and Frankie, we heard new from Mont-Royal, Marie Davidson, with Fun Times. She's a singer and producer, multi-instrumentalist, just one of those Montreal types who makes dance music. Yay for making dance music. Speaking of dance music, Desi, she's not Canadian. Desi is, she's from New York. She's Cuban-American. And I know my pal Heidi quite enjoyed the song Rage. And that's just a single from Desi. But if you like her, then follow her. Spelt how it sounds. DEZI. Speaking of American-Canadian things, one of the things that I think is the best thing that Canadians do, or that we've done, is that we don't say Z and that we say Z. Unequivocally, Z is just a cooler word than Z, and we all know it. Let's agree, shall we? Although it kills the rhyme if I say agree. Let's agreed that Z is better than dead. Okay. Before that, from, I don't know what region in Mexico, but this was a request, and I said, yes, granted.
Ooh, the tables have turned, Mr. McTavish, requesting a song on my radio show.
But I said, yeah, I like it. Descartes à Kant. That's from their album. It's not new. Well, it's from 2023. Heck, that wasn't so long ago. We're only March 2025. Let's see. So that's from their album After Destruction, Graceless, and before that, Hello User. And that was that computery one. Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, enter song name. Oh. You know what? I'm going to create my own AI. And I'm going to call it... I'll think of something. And I'm going to make it sound like that lame character. Where it's like, would you like voiceover for a meditation video? No, close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And out. Imagine, if you will, a lotus flower floating on an endless river, rippleless and without friction. So I'll try, and you can download it. Don't worry, I'll send it out to the group because I don't do social media. And Elaine says there's a cream for those 11s. I'm sure there is a cream for those 11s, Elaine, but I'm a quantity over quality cream person. I have serums, I have creams, I have lotions, I have oils, serums, potions, whoosits, and whatsits galore. And yet still, I wrinkle. All right. Then started the whole set off with, I think, my favorite song of the year so far. And it's from Lights. Do you guys remember Lights? Anyway, she has a new... it's an EP, actually. I don't think this is an album. Let me check. Chicking. Oh, no. It's just a single. Like an A-side, B-side. But it's Alive again from Lights. Looking great. I don't notice any 11s on her. So... yeah, I just really like my playlist today. I don't know if you can... maybe you can't tell. Who knows? But I really like my playlist today. Let's see. I will thank the sponsor for my show. Thank you very much, Nature's Pantry, for sponsoring I Digress. It really means a lot. And Nature's Pantry is a natural food, like a health food store here in Smithers. And my good pal Ben works there. Ben. Ben. Anyway, I've only got 20 seconds left of this little soundtrack here, so gotta get to it. Slap on. Hi to everybody in Ontario and in BC here as well. Thanks everybody for tuning in and for listening and for messaging me. Oh my god, 7 seconds left. This is I Digress. I've still got I've got 27 minutes left in my show. This is Vera Sola, and I'm dedicating this song to my friend Laura Gillian, who said, "Why didn't I know about Vera Sola earlier?" Here it is on I Digress.
Extended eyes, get what you can. Risk the burning of your own. Flip it up to a stranger to let her read your poem. Sweat the words that fall like toy piano. Wave from out your window, the one you love the most. Ring your bones as he turns to touch another. These are the things that mine have done. These are the things that mine have done. You shake, you hold, they get you in a stumble. You quake, they fold, hands will let you down. The grip about the throat. Rub your back while his brother fakes a pistol. These are the things I know are done. These These are the things I know are done. Thank you.
soft tone when you speak aloud. Curse of mouth that speaks a fake one out. Show devotion, never had the truth. Love is born, that's just principle.
All right, coming in here for just one last yammer, as What Wave Dave would say. So if you want to find my whole playlist, you can always go to smithersradio.com, click on schedule, and on Monday you'll see my one-hour time slot that says I Digress. But we just heard Avenoir, Chose Sauvage, Danny Gavansky, Decades Late, Abby Sage, and Vera Sola. And something that I forgot to mention was the very first thing that you heard on my show today, which was a teaser. It's actually a spoiler for season 5 of a podcast called Nearly Nonfiction. And that was Pavlov's Greatest Mysteries from Professor Ramsbottom. So if you are into, I don't know, maybe stupid, kind of silly, maybe some rude humor. There's definitely some rude humor in there by a local group of weirdos. Then check out Nearly Nonfiction. It's everywhere that you can listen to podcasts. Anyway, but that is not a CICK endeavor. I Digress with Pammer is a CICK endeavor. And I would just like to take a moment before I play my last song to just say that while there was a time where I felt like I needed a break from my show, and I took it, I'm so glad that I didn't give up on it, but what instead I did was sort of reimagine of how it would work best in my life, but also as a way to make it the most enjoyable for a listener experience. Hence why I've been speaking so, you know, like way less. Like, I mean, you have to have noticed that you really don't hear that much of me on this radio station anymore. Not. But yeah, no, I'm glad. I've kind of got a new lease on my radio show and really enjoy it. But again, it's obviously more enjoyable for me when I know that people are listening. So thanks to everybody who tunes in and who listens. I have a beautiful bird in my life, and she just texted me bird sounds. So tweet, Colvin, tweet. I think you know what that means. Oh, caw, caw, caw. So yeah, thank you very much to the Colvin Ingram household for also tuning in and listening. Again, look at all these good people. Look at all these dang good people. Just feeling a bit spoiled here. As my grandma used to say, well, I'll be dipped in gravy. That is what she used to say. I believe actually if she were to send me a message, maybe that would be it. From the beyond, you are dipped in gravy. Anyway, got one last song. This is a band that used to be called Love Language, and now they're called Ribbon Skirt. Anishinaabe Art Rock, who doesn't want it? This is Wrong Planet. Thanks, everybody, for listening.